Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon to another episode of the Justice Geeks Podcast. Episode 198. Had to check to make sure it was that many. But it is. So do me a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JusticeGeeks. Give us a like over there on the old Facebooks. Go follow us on Twitter at JusticeGeeks. Follow us on Instagram. Lots of good stuff over there. And as always, check out the stuffs on the old JusticeGeeks.com. Good Lord. If you had only known what kind of week it has been for all of us this week. This man this week has been the face of the Just Us Geeks podcast, one Logan Barnes.
Why am I the face? I haven't been anywhere.
I don't know. You just keep sending us a picture of your face all week. So it's
I'm enjoying my new front-facing camera for selfies.
Gross. I don't even know. Matt Wood. It's
Matt Wood.
Yeah, it's Matt Wood.
How's it going?
It's good. It's
I've missed you.
Well, I've missed you. It's not like we've seen so much of Logan and his face all week.
It's been so long since I've seen all of you.
It's been so long.
But that guy over there, what's his name?
What is your name?
I don't know.
I don't know. Ant-Man. You look like your Ant-Man over there in your...
What kind of jersey are you wearing right there? Is it hockey?
It's a hockey jersey, yeah.
Okay.
You like the hokey?
What team is that?
Not a real team. This is from another podcast that I listen to.
Oh.
Who is it?
What's Tell him Steve Dave.
Tell him Steve
T-E-S-D.
Dave.
T-E-S-D.
Okay, I get it now. T-E-S-D.
Well, guess we have to karaoke battle them.
We should.
We're going to go to Jersey?
That's the I Have Your Pants.
No, that's...
That's not, but I listened to that I Have Your Pants. That you was hilarious.
You
listened
to I Have Your
that's
Pants?
That's hilarious.
Is that not one of the funniest
it was great.
Stories you've ever heard?
It was freaking great. I enjoyed
Once
that.
Once again, people, if you don't know what we're talking about, go to What Say You Podcast and download episode, what did we say it was, like 11?
It was December of 14.
19? But the episode's called I Have Your Pants.
It was December of 14,
I believe. It's one of the funniest stories you'll ever hear.
It's pretty good.
It's fantastic.
Did you guys record an episode without me? Because I don't remember talking about that.
No, it's not our podcast. This is another podcast called What Say You Podcast.
We told you about that.
You do usually have other people's pants.
We told you about that, Logan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't remember.
You've got to go home and download it and listen to it.
Why don't you just remember everything?
I was doing some work in here in the Justice Geek studio the other day and listened to that, and it was quite humorous.
It's got such a great build-up.
Yeah. Oh, it's
a
great build.
Just the whole I Have Your Pants part is just hysterical.
It's great.
You'll get a kick out of it.
And then once you listen to the podcast, you can go on Google image search and find
those pictures. And you can find all the pictures that they talk about.
That he sent to the woman. It's
I showed the pictures to Matt like right after we listened to it. I was like, here's the pictures.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Let's say hello to our friends on the old Periscope. James is waving.
Periscope.
So, Periscope, yeah. I hadn't done Logan and I did a Periscope the other day.
Yeah, I was there.
James, you were there. So if you Periscope, find us on Periscope at Just Us Geeks. Talk about random things. We'll just leave this on for Periscope. A bit. Speaking of random things, well, this week's a little bit different.
Potpourri.
Parade.
That's what I'm talking about.
For 400.
Potent potables.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little potpourri this week for our random 2016 episode. So it has a little Seinfeld feel to it.
This is like 80s Seinfeld. I listened to Jason Alexander's Nerdist today. It was really good.
He was in the pool.
He was. He was literally in the pool.
I was in the pool!
Well,
it was good.
We all can say that. It's fine. And Logan, the people on Periscope just got to watch you dance like a T-Rex.
Yep.
That was really odd.
It's there forever.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So, and I'll say we're doing a little bit of a potpourri tonight because we're... We are in a couple of weeks going to be 200...
I'm volatile right now.
Yeah, let me just turn you down a little bit. So in a couple of weeks, we're going to turn 200 episodes old.
We are?
Hey, Tater Salad's on 200. Periscope. What's
what
up,
Dylan? What Tater?
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to turn...
Watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, very curious about how many health he has left.
Oh, he's only got one health.
How much health do you have, Dylan? I love you, man. Keep watching wrestling.
He's going to. So in a couple weeks, we're going to turn 200 episodes old. He said he only has one health. And we're going to do a another live show.
Make sure Dylan knows about this so we can come.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, if you're,
there's a live show, yeah.
Yeah. If you're, obviously, if you're hanging out with us on Periscope right now, you know, right
things
now.
Are happening.
Obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you're going to know. So, January 19th.
It's in a live show.
It is a live show. We're going to do a little bit different of a live show this time around.
In real time.
Live in real time. And we're going to...
Josh and I are not going to read a bunch of history for an hour.
No, but
oh, my God. That was so boring.
No, but we're gonna play a little trivia.
It's going to be real-time strategy.
Yep.
No, ooh. It's not going to be...
I call player one.
It's going to be real time. Let Logan answer all of the questions.
I'll take potent potables for 500. Yes. Alex.
Hello, Dasha 72 on Periscope. How's it going?
What's up, Dasha?
Yeah. What's up, girl?
girl. I didn't intend it that way, but okay.
Yeah. You. Well, now. Okay. Then. It's your birthday party, right? It should be your birthday party at Emily Steen since it's the day after your birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
Emily's birthday is the 18th.
Oh, she's okay. Not on the podcast. It doesn't
happy
matter.
Happy birthday.
She's your editor.
Yeah, he doesn't write anything. So,
oh, that's true.
Now 18 has been sitting in the chamber ready to go for 3 months.
Okay, well, we'll get back to that.
I don't know anyone's birthday anymore.
You have Facebook.
What's
Facebook?
My brother's birthday?
It's October 22nd.
See, there you go. He's got one.
Okay, so we're going to do a live show.
He knows my birthday. He knows my brother's.
We're going to do a live show, and if you are in our area...
Or not in our area.
Well, if you're not in our area and you want to travel outside of your area... yeah, that's true. No, I will not do any of those things.
Whoa!
Person who is being super profane.
I need you to read that.
No, I can't do it.
What do they want us to do?
Just get it.
This is going to get really random.
They want to... They're being bad, and I would.
Oh.
Yeah. No, Dylan.
Well, Emily, come on.
I'll read this one. Penetrate my plum. That's the.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they can see me.
Yeah, maybe.
It's because Matt's here.
Yeah.
Oh, you would be the daddy they're referring to, Matt.
Oh,
maybe
sure.
That's
your rockin' khakis. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll show him your khakis.
Great. Yeah. I'm not showing you my pants.
Yeah, good Lord.
I have your pants.
Yeah. Yes, him
brought
in the back.
Back
that's right.
Brought it back around.
Anyway, so we're going to do a live show.
So we're on Periscope, and that's weird because girls are talking to us.
It's not a girl.
It's not a girl.
Hey, that's right, Dylan. Touch my shorts, be with me.
Touch my shorts and be with me.
Touch my shorts and be with me. Anything.
We're done.
So doing a live show. Gonna do like a little game show type thing, a little trivia. It's going to be fun. Come out, see if you can...
We should just play You Don't Know Jack.
There will be prizes.
Mm. Oh, I do like prizes.
You can't win the prizes, yeah. Ding
Dong. Why am I playing trivia? Yeah.
You're trying to stop them from winning prizes.
We should play fibbage is what we should play.
If they don't win the prizes, who gets the prizes?
Well, we're just going to keep
them. We return them.
Are there prizes?
Maybe. I think so. We'll come up with some prizes.
There's not going to be any prizes.
Matt will give out his autograph.
This is strictly... bragging rights.
There should be prizes, and we should just slowly hoard them.
We're smarter than you. We're better than you in every possible way.
But here also is...
That's all the prize I need.
Maybe we'll...
That's how you should go into every competition.
You can be that way, but maybe you guys have to compete against other people.
Oh.
Maybe it's you guys competing against other folks, and we'll see who wins.
I'll take the dumb one on their side.
On, head on.
Whoever that is. Because I'm the dumb one.
Why are you pointing at me? Like, no. I have the most knowledge in this group.
This is our...
Is that the wheelhouse?
He's our ringer.
He ticked it. He's the ringer. Anyway, so January 19th, we're going to say 7:30 p.m. if you are in our
Rumble
area.
Rumble in the Jungle.
Is that what you want to call it?
No.
Is it in the jungle?
No.
No, it's at Graham's Corner Store.
Mississippi.
It's kind of in the jungle.
Jungle in the Delta, maybe?
We're nowhere near the Delta.
No. Do you know what a Delta is?
It's a triangle, Josh.
I don't know.
You idiot.
Store battle.
What's something that rhymes with Rock Hill?
I don't know, but ruckus
at Rock Hill.
It's going to Dylan,
a lot of things.
Dylan
Matt.
Says Clash of Corinth, but it's not going to be that. But we're going to do.
I'm telling you, the ruckus at Rock Hill.
The ruckus at Rock Hill.
It was kind of bad, but they just didn't get really loud.
The Just Us Ruckus.
Just Us Ruckus.
Ruckus geeks.
I don't know.
That sounds weird.
Uncle Ruckus.
Get out of here, with
Uncle
that.
Ruckus geeks.
Uncle Ruckus. If you just stop listening to this, that's understandable.
That's cool. You know, this one's for us, this not is, yeah, you. This is,
but yeah. If you're cool, you just became interested.
Yeah. We've had some of those moments recently, and that's a good thing. Anyway, so Dylan, stop coming up with names for the thing. That's not your job. Yeah. Your job is to come lose.
Oh.
So January 19th, 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, get off work, Dylan.
Graham's Corner Store in...
What's the date again?
January 19th.
Okay.
Are we doing this again about
7:30 p.m.
January 19th. Of what month?
Yeah.
Which month is that?
January, number one.
It's the first month. The first one.
01-1916.
In 1996.
There's only one January, yeah. The one we live in now.
That's right.
What about the one that we'll live in next year?
That's next year.
Oh, my God, guys. Stop.
Yeah. You're even annoying Logan. That's saying something.
That's not hard to do.
Welcome to the Golden Mellow.
No, anytime he does that. Hold on. Let's just start it over.
Surefire way to move
are we,
that conversation
are we canceling
along.
This?
No, we're just going to start the whole thing back over.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so a live thing is going to happen.
we're still live?
Yeah.
If you haven't gotten it by now, it will be January 19th at 7:30 p.m.
And hopefully it'll be a little bit better put together than this show. So we want you to come out for that.
I don't see anything wrong with this show.
There's not a thing wrong with this.
There's a few things wrong with this.
Yeah.
You are. Oh, yeah. James is wrong with this show.
Wow. Really?
Well, yeah.
That's
James,
rude.
We've taken a vote.
Oh, am I done? See you guys.
We've not voted.
The tribe has spoken.
You're here forever.
Yep.
We got to have somebody to look good against.
Yeah.
Boom.
Wow. Someone pull up Logan's photo he's been sending us to.
We need to look better by comparison.
No, don't do it. Yeah. Anyway, so January 19th.
At least I'm married to a smoking hot wife.
Hey, man. That's the way to be. In high five.
Trying to knuckle bump the high five there.
I was trying to Jim and Pam it from the office.
Got the Jim and Pam.
Yep.
Anyway, January 19th.
My God.
January 19th.
7:30
we're
p.m.
Live.
Graham's Corner Store. Be there. More deets will be coming in the next day or so.
I will bring pretzels.
No, you're not going to. This isn't a potluck, ding dong.
I'm going to bring
the
pretzels.
The Rumble in Rock Hill.
I'm going to bring pretzels.
You know, the last people we competed anything against, we killed. So.
The ruckus in Rock Hill.
Yeah.
Actually, Matt just died the last time we competed.
Oh, yeah, Matt just died. We talked about that today.
I mean, we destroyed their podcast and their way
Twitter.
Of life. But
yeah, they had to move.
Yeah, Tim had to just
so
up and
embarrassed,
move.
Yeah.
He took over a TGI Fridays in Owensboro, Kentucky.
Country Tim.
That he did. All right, so January 19th.
Oh, my God.
I just want it in your brain. January 19th.
Live show.
Yeah, can
live
the show. Gov, like, cut around all this?
No.
It will just be a super cut of every time we've said January
19th.
January 19th.
We need to John Cena this and prank call people. Like,
January 19th.
Do you support the armed services? Anyway, so, all right. Periscope, goodbye.
Good Lord.
That's good Lord and goodbye.
We're done with it. That was quick.
Yeah, it's fine.
Bye, Periscope.
Yeah.
Go
so,
bye.
Let's see here. What are we talking about this week, James Stratton?
Are you going to put me on the spot like that?
You're on the spot.
This early?
James Stratton, go. What do you got? What do you got?
All right, let me pull it all up. Hold on a second.
Give it to me.
I got just a little.
Just
little,
the tips.
Just a My little God. Entertainment news for you guys this week.
Yeah, we like it.
Like Netflix announced today. Adam Sandler's The Ridiculous Six is the most watched movie on the streaming service.
No, it's not. They are lying.
They are not lying.
Did the Netflix people watch it a million times to get the views up?
They can say whatever they want.
People are watching it, man.
Is it good? Have
I
you
don't
seen
believe
it?
I have
that.
Seen it.
Is it good?
It is not as terrible as some of his other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's not saying anything.
Well,
I mean, it's
I really
basically
don't watch it.
It's an Adam Sandler movie.
Is it better than the one where he played his sister?
Every Adam Sandler movie
God.
Is basically the exact same,
except for that one where he played his sister. This one has Native American people in it, and it's apparently very offensive.
Nah, you know, if you're into that kind of stuff, I guess. I don't care about who's offended about anything. You know, doesn't bother me at all.
I do not believe it is the most watched. I just don't.
That's what Netflix is saying. It's the most watched movie, not the most watched TV show. It's the most watched movie.
Do you know why? That's because everybody else is watching Making a Murderer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jessica Jones.
If it wasn't
the movie that you're talking about, what movie do you think it would be?
What's second place? What do you think? Yeah.
If it wasn't Ridiculous Six, what would be the next most watched movie on Netflix?
I don't know.
I don't have a clue.
I would say Hellraiser Part 5.
Titanic.
No.
Avatar.
We're both wrong.
Yeah. I mean, possibly it'd be, what was their first Netflix original feature?
It's
got Idris Elba in it.
Yes.
I thought it was Idris.
Idris, Idris.
Idris Elba.
Yes, Idris Elba.
Oh no, James, you misspoke. It's not just the most popular movie on Netflix now. It is the most watched movie ever on Netflix.
Oh wow.
What is wrong with people?
Ever on Netflix.
Are people just confusing it for Hateful Eight?
I thought it was probably there, maybe that, and
I bet like Netflix has forced people to go home and watch this movie on repeat.
You can't watch Daredevil until this starts.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, and probably anybody who starts it and stops it still it gets counts.
Like, the credits are terrible, I'm turning this off.
Yeah. Man, that is...
I thought it was a show.
No, it's just a movie.
Yeah.
It is a feature film.
It's a 9,500 minute feature film.
Is that not just insane?
No, 95 or 100. I can't remember how long it is.
Damn movie.
You said it was 9,500 minutes.
The most watched movie
ever.
It is
like over a week long.
It is 1,000 days.
It's an epic saga of...
of six brothers
Adam Sandler
trying to find their daddy.
Can you imagine Adam Sandler writing a 5-part, 3-hour a piece miniseries?
Like Homer's Odyssey.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing though. Adam Sandler is huge worldwide.
Oh yeah.
And
he's huge overseas.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He hasn't done a good thing in 10 years.
He's got an overall... No, you know why it hasn't been good to us? Because we grew up. His movies are the exact same. His comedy style
is the exact same.
We grew up, so we don't care about it anymore.
He's reaching a new
Pixels
audience.
Is already being sold at Dollar General's.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
All right, so moving Adam Sandler.
Poor Peter Dinklage.
What is he doing?
Money, I guess.
Who's his agent? Who was like, okay, you're this respected actor on Game of Thrones. Let's do this dumb video game movie.
Hold on, I'll tell
Everybody likes money.
I love money. I do Pixels too,
but I'm not like an Emmy Award winning Game of Thrones actor. So
who cares? Money's money,
bro.
I would to keep it fresh.
To keep yourself honest? Would that make you honest though?
To keep himself fresh.
I'd be like, I'm in a poorly rated thing. I feel better.
It's so bad. Even I couldn't make it good.
It's all behind a green screen.
Yeah. Anyway.
Behind the green screen.
All right. His agent actually, or his manager is David Ginsberg. You can reach David Ginsberg at 323.
Don't be giving out people's numbers.
Stop that.
It's common knowledge. You can find it. He just found it.
He's Ruth Bader's younger brother.
Okay, sure.
All right, can we move on from Adam Sandler?
Because my mind, it's the most watched movie of all time on Netflix.
I'm a big fan of Ruth Bader.
But not the Ginsberg.
We're moving on to Ruth Bader
Ginsberg.
Okay.
Continue.
All right, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 will be the first movie shot with the Red 8K Weapon Vista Vision camera.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, 8K.
That's a bad boy.
This camera can shoot 8K resolution at 75 frames per second.
I mean, how clear of a picture do you want? Do we not already have that?
People shoot in higher resolutions, so when they go to master it, they can zoom in on it without losing resolution.
Okay.
Like, there's a whole reason that they do it.
That makes technical sense. You're not, like, projecting an 8K
You're not
going to
project an 8K. It'll project in 4K.
Yeah.
It'll master in 4K.
Still doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
4K doesn't make a difference.
Just because your eyes are stupid and they can't see 4K.
It's my eyes. I'm practically blind.
It's biology.
It's not biology.
It is biology.
No. It makes sense to me.
You've watched 4K.
Yes.
All things kind of look the same to me.
Anyway... this camera can shoot 8K resolution at 75 frames per second. It can shoot 6K at 100 frames per second.
Jesus.
Whoop-de-doo. Or 4K at 150 frames per second.
Jeez.
Who cares?
I do. And, technically, that's awesome.
8K resolution is 7680 by 4320, mm-hmm. and it boasts 16 times as many pixels as the HD 1080p format.
And all of those pixels are still better than that Adam Sandler thing.
Yeah.
That was funny.
So, Logan... Logan hates everything. He thinks Deadpool's stupid.
Hey, Logan.
4K's stupid. Logan doesn't...
Oh, he got you.
That was an 8K, Logan.
Oh, God.
Did you see it crystal clear?
I would like to zoom in on it all you want.
I would like to thank my friend Kristen and to give her an excuse to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
For sending me that picture that we're terrorizing
that,
each other
that
with.
That has wrecked ourselves.
Oh, my God.
We should have checked this before we wrecked us because it's bad. So I think that's awesome. I dropped a red 4K camera not long ago.
How much did that set you back?
Not me.
Oh.
I don't work for those people anymore, so.
Hey, this is cool. Drop.
None of my business. Actually, another guy dropped it onto the employer's vehicle and was more concerned about her getting mad about the vehicle getting dented.
Now, James Gunn has...
Well, that takes precedence.
Director James Gunn has tweeted a photo of what the camera looks like, and it's actually kind of compact.
The red cameras? Oh, yeah. Do you know anything at all about them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're just small, little, and the money you get... I mean, like, they're 20 grand for just the box, but, like, the money you get into with them is the stuff that you...
Attaches onto
that
it.
That attaches onto it,
I was born in it.
Yeah.
Holding by it.
Moving on.
Yes, sir. He's blinded with science.
Good thing this is audio.
Everybody knows the director Spike Jones.
I do know Spike Jones.
Okay, you all know his work.
With a Z?
Yes, with a Z.
With a Z.
Yeah.
He will not be making movies for a while.
Why?
After the success of films like Being John Malkovich and Her, he has decided to launch a new 24-hour cable channel called Viceland.
What?
Jones is overseeing the channel from development to production and to brand identity.
Huh.
And here's where, this is what I was, not this first show. It's not what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Whenever I read it, it was you for the second show when I get to it, all right?
Okay.
I'm ready. I just don't want you to get upset with me about first show.
I'm in tears already.
The first show is an Ellen Page-hosted travel show called Gaycation.
That's great.
It's about LGBT issues and communities around the globe.
So it's ultra progressive?
Sure. The other show that they're working on is
Donut.
That's Delicious.
Oh, what?
I'm on board.
I'm assuming it's a cooking show.
Yes.
Then the third show is Weedicate.
Weedicate?
Yeah, like etiquette, but for weed.
Okay.
I thought you said Weedicate. I'm like, what is Will Wheaton hosting?
Something real annoying, probably.
That is what he said.
Another show is Balls Deep.
I'm completely on board with this.
Flophouse.
Channel Network.
Noises, Huang's World, and Fashion Week International.
Huang?
Huang. Like
Huang?
H-U-A-N-G. Huang.
Huang?
Party time. Excellent.
I just thought you might enjoy it.
Can I just say that I would much rather enjoy Spike Lee's movies than
Spike Lee
than this thing.
Spike Jones.
Yeah, Spike Jones. Doc.
Anyway, I just thought you might find that funny.
I would subscribe to that channel.
For sure. I'd probably watch
that cooking show. Oh,
yeah. I would get the free trial of that channel.
Oh yeah.
I'd watch the free weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
everybody likes a free weekend.
I would much rather have another Her or Being John Malkovich or
there's a cooking show called
Donut.
That's Delicious.
Oh man, now I got two
There's
of them.
Another one. Blip.
Two F bombs.
Put that blip on the radar.
Oh, and that's still on my
James
phone.
James can't control himself.
I'm just saying it's
a
great show.
In case you
forgot,
it's called
Donut.
That's Delicious.
Yeah.
Guys, quit saying the
donut
word.
Okay.
It's like the 30-minute mark, Gov.
We're done.
All right, moving on. Furious 8 could be the first American movie to shoot on location in Cuba since the 60s.
Cuba.
Donut.
It's delicious.
Oh, man.
Stop, Matt. Are they going to steal cigars, like truckloads of cigars?
Probably.
Okay, I'm done.
Sugar cane. we got to go burn these coca fields.
You are a terrible person.
Okay. That's what? All I had about Furious 8. Oh, my God.
Matt is dead.
I really think they should have just stopped after Paul Walker died.
Well, they already had a deal for 10 movies.
Didn't he die at the end of 7?
No, he drove away into the sunset.
Yeah.
His character didn't
Furious
die.
7.
He died. His character did
Furious
not.
Furious 7 just won People's Choice Awards for Best Action Movie and Best Feature of the Year.
Just goes to show you that if somebody dies during the production of your film, you will get awards, Heath Ledger.
Listen, that was a good film.
He did a really good
job. And he deserved his award, and they deserve their awards for that film.
No, sir.
Y'all remember a couple months ago we broke the news about Relativity Media filing for... a restructuring bankruptcy.
Yes.
They have restructured.
Under?
Oh.
No, they're still Relativity Media. And they've just entered into agreements to purchase Trigger Street Productions. Do you guys recognize Trigger Street Productions?
Yes.
Negative.
This is the company that is owned and operated by Kevin Spacey.
Oh.
Kevin, I don't know who that is.
You know Kevin Spacey is.
I'm kidding.
She's got a brother who's a Kevin Spacey impersonator.
I worked with a lady once who didn't know who Morgan Freeman was.
In Mississippi?
Yes. She's a moron.
Spacey will take over as the chairman of the board for Relativity Media.
Wow.
They said that while other studios focus on tentpole films, they will still focus on the mini majors and the indie films. And after the restructuring, they're planning to go ahead and release the long-delayed Mastermind, Strangers 2, and Before I Wake.
Huh.
So they've already got a slate of movies that's going to come out this year. But Kevin Spacey's in charge of Relativity Media now.
Huh. Wow.
That's kind of cool.
That is very interesting. It's not bad, I don't think, but very unexpected.
Well, I think that it's
Strangers 2?
Yeah, do you remember Strangers?
You had the Liv Tyler movie.
Yeah. They've been talking about doing a sequel since that movie came out because it made so much money.
That movie was suspense. That was fear.
It's home invasion. That freaks everybody out because it could happen to anybody.
It could happen to you.
Very tense. Very tense.
Your home could be invaded, man. Yeah.
It could because people are coming to kill you.
An Oregon militia could just take up residence in your home at any time.
Yes.
But we're not.
How are they doing up there? They got enough Coors Light?
Got enough Gatorade?
I don't know if they got enough snacks. Idiots.
We could use some peanut butter crackers if y'all send us some.
Yeah. Anything that would help.
Like a mouse, maybe.
Maybe.
A couple matches to light a fire.
Because they cut the power, so they don't have any power. So they're just savages up there at this point.
But it's cold.
Eating all the stuffed birds.
It's going to resort to cannibalism.
How are they charging their phones?
They're all going to eat each other. They don't have cell phones. They don't have Facebook. They don't have anything.
We're here with our field correspondent inside the Oregon facility. How you doing, Country Tim?
And the FBI and the police, they're not messing with them. Like, they're in the middle of nowhere. Just leave them there. They'll just die. If they're going to stay there, they'll just die.
Well, this was an interesting turn of events.
All right. And in TV news, TNT is set to revive Tales from the Crypt this fall with the help from M. Night Shyamalan.
So is there going to be a twist with every episode?
I'm not sure.
The zombie guy's not dead.
It will be an anthology series hosted by the Crypt Keeper, and however, no cast or directors have been announced.
He was terrifying.
The Crypt Keeper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was weird, man.
He scared me as a child.
But, I mean, if you remember, the HBO series had people like Richard Donner.
Yes.
Yeah. And
there was nudity, which was awesome.
Famous folks.
Because I
was the guy
12.
Who did Texas Chainsaw, Toby something.
McGuire. I don't think that... I'm not so sure that TNT is the right place for this.
I think they'll be fine. What happened? What's going on with a lot of TV shows now is they have an edited, you know, TV-14, whatever version of the show, and then when it comes out on the digital release the next day, they release the TV-MA version, which is basically the same thing as having it on
HBO. Yeah.
So, I mean, you can still get that show, it won't air that way.
Logan, you want to touch it?
Oh, my God! I hate everybody in this room.
Thanks, Kristen. That's what the Gov said when he opened up 4 text messages earlier. It's fine. Anyway,
I'd like to thank my friend.
That was my idea, Gov. I'm sorry now.
Kristen, one more time.
Yeah, you're
for
good.
Sending me that
I'd like
picture.
To
for
threaten Kristen.
This podcast.
Yeah, let's find Kristen.
Are you calling her out?
I'm a threatener.
You're going to call her out
I'm
right now?
I'm going to call her out right
her
now.
To karaoke to the death.
Because we'll kill you.
Or at least make you move to Pennsylvania.
There's better beer up there.
Yeah.
Tim Murphy. So what else you got?
That's it. That's all I got.
What do you think though about the Tales from the Crypt? You think that's a good?
I think it's a good idea. I always enjoy.
You think we're
going to
see more stuff like this? Because I'm thinking we are.
Yeah, I mean, anthology TV shows are kind of a big thing now. You got American Horror Stories anthology, True Detectives anthology, American Crime Story, which starts next year.
Oh,
I think they should bring back.
No. Wait. Is that one?
There's American Crime that's on ABC.
Yeah.
Next year on FX, American Crime Story.
Oh, no, buddy. That's going to start in like a few weeks with O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, the O.J. Simpson. I thought it was 2017.
Oh, no. It's in a matter of weeks.
Oh. American Crime Story? Is that like Evan Peters plays everybody in Murder Crime City or whatever?
Murder Crime City?
You reached too far for that one.
That's my next Sim City.
Murder Crime City?
Yeah.
No police.
No cops.
That's the one that they're selling down at the Dollar General.
I think that anthology TV is a big... And I wouldn't be surprised if they don't bring Twilight Zone back.
Oh, man, I know.
That would be great.
I would like to see that.
Discovery, Sci-Fi.
Come on
last
down
week,
to the Murder Crime City.
Sci-Fi had a Twilight Zone marathon. They showed every Twilight Zone in order.
Yeah.
From start to finish. They showed the whole thing. And
I think that they could do it now. I don't think they could do it well. Would they have to pay like some kind of royalties to Hitchcock's family? I mean...
Hitchcock was not Twilight Zone.
No.
Yeah, it was.
That was not Hitchcock.
That wasn't Hitchcock. That was somebody else. Can't remember his name.
Rod Sterling. Yeah.
Rod Stewart.
Sterling.
Yes, Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart, who the last time we played Fibbage...
Rod Stewart.
Did you know that Kevin Spacey's brother is a Rod Stewart impersonator?
Yes.
Matt apparently knew that.
I completely pulled this answer out of my...
Donut.
There's another one.
There's one more.
Ah, dang it.
There it is.
Hey, look.
The question was...
It's not doing anything.
The question was like Kevin Spacey's brother is an impersonator of so-and-so.
He's a Kevin Spacey impersonator.
And so everyone in the room except Matt said Kevin Spacey.
And I just randomly said, I type in my phone. You play this game with your phone. You type in your answer. I randomly was just like, Rod Stewart. So I typed in Rod Stewart and the message comes up, that is the truth. Please enter a lie. So I guessed... The answer. I just said Rod Stewart, and it was right. It
and
was
then
crazy.
Everybody got Ian by saying Kevin Spacey. Mr. Macaroni got totally screwed.
He's not here to fact check.
I could not believe it. I just randomly thought Rod Stewart, and that was...
Well, he said out loud, he was like, oh, guys, he said I had the right answer. And I was like...
No way.
Because, I mean, we all put in Kevin Spacey.
Everyone put in Kevin Spacey except for Matt and Ian. Yeah.
Anyway,
so two people put
see,
it
I
in.
I thought Kevin
Four
Spacey.
People.
See, that's the thing when you play Fibbage.
I've never played Fibbage.
The easiest answer is rarely ever the right answer.
Yeah, that's right.
The most obvious answer is hardly ever the right answer.
That's kind of talks about life.
Yeah,
in some ways. Yeah.
Take me down to the murder crime city.
That's the cool thing about Fibbage.
And you know,
like you really have to think about it.
You know what? Think about it. Come January 19th.
Oh, my God.
When we go down to Murder Crime City.
To Ruckus at Rock Hill.
The Ruckus at Rock Hill.
The Ruckus at Rock Hill.
That's what we should do. We should cut us a promo for it like that.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
James
I'll
is
do the
heel.
Voiceover for it.
Yeah.
I'll be the monster truck guy.
Sunday, the priest from the east battles the thunder from down under.
Tuesday, Sunday. It's actually a Tuesday, James.
What's a Tuesday?
The event. January 19th is a Tuesday.
That guy.
It's Tuesday.
It's the best. All right. So let's see here. New Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trailer. They confirmed that Michael Bay will also direct Transformers 5. That
happened this weekend.
And
that,
6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10.
They're doing like up to 10 movies, but he's only doing 5 and then he's done. His good friend J.J. Abrams was like, maybe you should step away and do something different.
Yeah. I honestly think that like when movies get to 5, they really should just be relegated to straight to DVD at that point. Like
Land Before Time.
Like we're over
2 through 13.
Yeah. I mean, that's
Land Before Time was great.
You're getting into porn territory at that point with more than 5 entries.
Yeah. It's just
Furious 7 was one of the number one movies in the world.
Well, but it got a death bump, though.
At that point, it's just robot
6
porn.
Was also one of the number one movies in the world.
I know.
People are idiots, James.
Just saying.
That is also true.
And they love robot porn.
What?
Well, with the exception that I did read today that Pacific Rim 2 off the table. Now.
Yeah, that happened a while ago.
Well, no, it's been on and had been back on, and now it's just indefinitely.
Thank goodness.
They're just suspended. Not going to do it.
Those are the worst robots.
God, no. I was not a fan of Pacific Rim.
My God. Ian McAnally, if you're listening, I hate you.
Go home.
Go home, Macaroni.
Go home.
Check your facts.
Yep.
Yeah. Do some fact checking there.
Michael Jackson.
Mickle Jackson is deed.
Is deed.
Yeah, he is. Okay, so tell us about Tell 'em Steve Dave, James. We're going to talk about other podcasts for a minute.
What about it?
Tell people why they should listen to it.
It's funny.
I don't know if they should. That's what say you, Matt.
Tell them, James
Stratt. What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of what say you is funny.
Which is your hockey jersey.
No,
this is Tell 'em Steve Dave. Tell 'em Steve Dave has one of the guys that's on What Say You.
Okay. So it's half of What Say You.
It's two of the guys from Comic Book Men and one of the guys from Impractical Jokers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they record at Kevin Smith's comic book store at the Secret Stash.
Yeah.
And they just BS for like an hour and a half, 2 hours every week.
Kind of like this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except they're explicit, so they can say whatever they want.
Oh, we are
donated.
Too. We just have a good editor there.
Thanks, Gov.
Yeah. You can be a Gov. He probably doesn't think we're the best.
Not tonight.
No.
They've got episodes where they just complain about stuff, and you know, it's always
like
nice
you
to
do
hear
every week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's people with similar thoughts.
I see
like
why
I have.
You'd be into that. That's cool.
Basically his life.
Yeah,
I'm happy for
it. But it's also got some really funny stuff.
How many ogre onions can I eat? That's James' thought pattern right there.
I would love to punch him in the face.
Hey, that reminds me of something, Logan, that I need to... I'll show you this.
Yeah, no, I'm not glancing at your phone at all.
No. No, it's a secret something. That's going to be...
I have the picture, too. It's a secret. It's right here.
No. You think about that impression you just did, and here, let me show this to you.
I knew it was coming, so I defended myself. I defended myself.
You'll look at it later.
Quick reaction
time. It actually wasn't what you thought it was. Yeah. It was something else.
Yeah, for sure it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
They're all around.
And that's my jam of the week.
This is the worst episode ever because we're not saying anything. We're just showing each other this picture.
No, we're not.
It's look at it.
It's terrible, people.
Look
this
at
picture
it.
It's horrifying.
It's so bad we can't even include it in the comments of this episode.
No. People are going to be like, what are you guys talking about during the whole episode? And we're going to be like, we can't tell you because it's a...
Matt! We're going to have to donut that whole statement now because that ruins the joke.
Oh, man.
I just wanted people to know that I said it out loud.
I was just going to suggest we backwards mask it and let them figure it out themselves.
Okay, that works too.
End of the episode, we backwards mask it. Whatever.
Oh, God.
Hey, Gov, you want to do some extra stupid work?
This with a this on it.
Backwards mask it.
Put a bird on it.
Oh, and that's my jam of the week.
Oh, we're not there yet, but before we get there...
When the world ends...
This song again. You're a butthole. You're a butthole.
You'll be coming with me.
Okay. since I was correcting Matt's faux pas there. January 19th.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
So this is the advertisement for our live show.
I guess we might as well.
Episode.
Yeah.
So we just named the episode January 19th.
I'm more excited to listen to this episode than any of the other ones.
Don't be.
We're leaving.
It's not that good.
No.
It is good.
It's.
Did you just?
It is good.
Yep.
I'm definitely going to tell my friend
Kristen. I'm leaving
Kristen
that in so
it.
That people will know about him.
I'm going to tell my friend Kristen, your picture that you sent me ruined a whole podcast.
It's ruined a week, is what it's done.
It's
ruined
week.
My life.
Okay, okay.
If you send us money, we'll send you this photo. How about that? Doesn't really matter. If you send us any form of money, we will send you this photo.
Yen. Pesos, yeah.
Rupees,
quarters, Canadian dollars.
It's a loony.
Just know that it took Logan a long time to take this photo.
I'm not looking at any stupid screen, man. We're done.
Oh, are we done?
I'm done.
Are we done?
I am no
if you
longer
show
falling
up
for you.
January
fools.
19th at 7:30 p.m. at Graham's Corner Store for Rumble in the Rock Hill.
Ruckus
with the Justice. Then we'll show you the photo.
If you're over the age of 18.
Yeah.
We have to qualify that.
Do we have to, Logan? Because
pretty
I don't
sure
think
we
we're going to have any, like, 10-year-olds coming up. Let's see. No, they're not.
They won't
go. No.
Because they were at the last one.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, they'll be there.
We're
not
just
going
to, like, stand on stage with his iPad and hold it up for everybody.
And woo, woo, woo.
I don't see why not.
We're just going to have two big, like, 32-inch TVs on either side of the stage.
And have it on that way.
Constantly. The whole time. So all the attention is on us.
Well, if we're doing a game show, we have podiums with TVs on it. That will be my name. Will be that picture.
A horrible doodle of that. Josh is like, you guys are geniuses.
I know it.
No, one of you farted. That's the problem.
I didn't fart.
Nobody farted, sir.
It was Logan. With
was
a stupid
Logan.
Face.
Josh is hiding.
What?
His own fart cloud.
Don't make me get that photo back out. I'll do it.
I'm sure you want to.
You have it saved on your phone. That should ruin everything else.
No, I don't. You can look through my photos, buddy.
No, I don't want to look through it and see it. We know it's there. Z-ba-bo-bo-bo-boom. All right, Logan. What's your jam of the week? I feel like I'm going to regret this.
Why are you going to regret it? What do you think my jam of the week is?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It was your butt.
It was your butt.
It was not my butt. I'm really excited because I've ordered my lightsaber and I'm waiting on it to come in. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
It's a future jam.
Yeah, you got that lightsaber.
It's stupid. Nobody cares. It's like Deadpool. It's so stupid.
But Deadpool is stupid.
Yeah, so's your stupid lightsaber.
If you say it's cool when I bring it to show it,
he's not going to now, just out of principle.
It's like, that's the most awesome lightsaber, but I cannot say anything.
Can I touch your lightsaber?
You can touch my lightsaber.
Yeah.
Touch all over.
Touch his saber, be with him.
Touch my sword and be with me.
That's dirty.
Oh, my God.
What's your jam of the week, Matt?
My jam of the week is my friend Kristen from Memphis, who sent us that god-awful picture that we've been getting each other with.
I hate you, Kristen.
And I just sent her a text message. I was like, hey, I mentioned you on the podcast, and that picture you sent me, we keep getting each other with it, blah, blah, blah.
You know, it kind of looks like Jason Sudeikis if you look at it for a minute.
Maybe a little bit.
Just saying.
Anyway.
I got you.
Nice. It's the new, like, thing.
Finger circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Kristen, I love you. Shut up.
Hey, look, here's a tip for you, buddy. Anyway.
I got an anti-jam this week.
Sir, is this what you would
it's
like?
It's Kristen. And the photo that she has sent us.
No, that's my anti-jam of the week.
We can share.
We're going to share.
Oh, man.
Oh, would you like it in this color or this color?
Or
I'll just put some color. I'll just put some colors
on. Can we go put this photo on every Apple Watch at the Apple Store?
No, but I tell you what.
I actually set it as my background.
No, you did not.
No, I didn't.
But do set it and show it to him now.
Good.
No, you did not. God. The world is changing, gentlemen.
Yeah. Some things are getting smaller and smaller.
This is a paradigm shift.
It's all over, man.
Yeah.
It's all over.
What's your jam of the week, James?
198. What do you got?
I don't know.
Hopefully all that business will be over with by the time we do 200.
Oh, my God. I got nothing. That's just horrible.
What are you talking about?
What's
horrible?
Just this episode and that picture.
Everything
is bad today.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Everything was bad.
Now, I got a future jam, though.
What's that? Yeah.
Going with my brother, apparently, because I asked you guys if we could record early. I'm going to go to Memphis and watch NXT wrestling. I've never watched NXT before, and I think it'll be fun.
I like NXT, James. There is a thing that I like.
Why is that? Why do you like it? Because now James has to hate it.
Yeah, now I got to hate it.
There are a lot of really good technical wrestlers in NXT.
Well, now I hate it.
Okay.
Logan likes it. I hate it. It's stupid, and he is also stupid.
Zip, bobby, do.
Thanks, Bill.
Hot coffee.
So, yesterday, a couple days ago, this is my anti-jam. This is worse than that.
Because it is that.
Yeah, I had to go to Boonville to eat lunch with Emily because she was working at Boonville that day. And so I was like, I'll go get in 9 holes at the disc golf. On like hole 3 or 4, I realized, my hand feels funny. And
Bigfoot.
What you may not know about me is that 100 episodes ago, I weighed about 100 pounds more. And so I've lost a whole bunch of weight. And I noticed that at some point in the first 4 holes in this wooded disc golf course, I had somehow managed to sling my wedding ring off.
Oh, no. Yeah. Did you find it?
No.
It's gone.
I thought you were going to talk about the discs you threw in the lake, too.
Yeah, that happened, too.
But you threw a disc in the lake?
Yeah. 2 discs.
Yeah.
Same lake.
Because I was like... I'd done that. I was like, I was going to go check out the other one at the Veterans Park in Tupelo. I was like, I've got time. Let me just throw a couple holes. Yeah. One right after another. I went today to look for my ring again, and I was like, I'll just throw a couple more. Nope. I think I'm done with disc golf.
You threw all your discs in a lake?
No, I didn't throw all my discs in a lake, but it did, like, totally bone me over on how I feel about it, so...
But sorry, no, buddy.
That's why you got to go with a group of people. Don't go by yourself.
Yeah, no, it sucks going by myself. I don't think I need to do that again. But
yeah,
so
it's fun with a group of people.
That's actually worse than that photo.
Yeah, that is. That's terrible.
Because you can always buy a new disc. You can't get that image out of your head.
Oh no, it's like I said the other day. That thing's in there. It's never coming out. Rupert Grint also looks like Rupert Grint. A little bit.
I think it bears a resemblance to Mr. Macaroni, just a little bit.
That's disturbing. So, Future Jam, Alabama, in the National Championship game on Monday night. Roll Tide. Hadn't said that at all this football
War
season.
Eagle.
I'm going to take that recording and let your boss hear it. Then you getting fired will be my jam for like the month.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Logan's homeless. Logan's homeless.
Still lives with dad. And he's homeless.
I live in the yard now.
Your dad kicks you. You ain't got no job. Get in the yard.
Get in the yard.
Get in the yard, you idiot.
My house is made of PVC pipes and blue tarp that I picked up off the side of the road.
That'd be amazing.
Seemed to be like Tom Hanks from Castaway, but in... your front yard.
I use the frame of my house as a filtration system for rainwater. And by filtration system, I mean it just kind of drips in my mouth.
Isn't that crazy that you can't collect your own rainwater? You just can't do it.
I mean, you can.
But yeah, you could.
It's like illegal.
It's illegal, yeah.
Why? It's mine. It touched me. Touch my shorts, you're going to be with me.
Because
That's not how things work, Josh. You don't just touch things and
because
get them.
Because it's free.
Sure it is.
It's free water, and that's not a good thing.
As long as nobody sees you, you know, catching rainwater, then what are they going to do?
I don't think anybody's going to snitch on you.
As long as nobody sees you robbing a bank.
Ain't no snitch.
As long as nobody sees you robbing a bank, you can get away with it. That's the logic you just used.
I've got nipples. Can you milk me?
Yeah.
Okay, probably. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, that is the logic. If nobody sees you break the law, they can't
really
stop you.
Are you really breaking the law?
Well, well, in that case, let's just go murder some people.
Let's go to...
No. If a tree falls in the wood and Logan's not there to
donuts
about it, does it actually
murder
happen?
Murder Crime City.
Murder Crime City.
We're going to Murder Crime City, guys. Show's over.
Oh, yeah, that was another time stamp. My bad.
Oh, dear. Logan, full into business this week.
Logan didn't even hear what I said. So.
I missed it. I was talking to Matt about Murder Crime City.
I'll tell you after we stop recording.
Okay. Just swear again. It's
no, don't do it. No.
I think this has been our best episode.
No.
I think this has been our worst.
This has been far from the best.
What we want you to do is just like...
January 19th.
Yeah, that. We want you to just be like, man, these guys are terrible. I want to go see them live.
I want to hear what was under those donuts and see them show this photo to each other.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. You want to see what's under the donuts? Yeah. You can come be part of the...
Go inside the donut.
Come be part of the dozen.
Can we call this Under the Donuts, live show?
We cannot do that.
We're just going to call the episode January 19th.
Yeah, this episode,
Inside the Donut.
That's jam.
That's our jam forever episode.
Okay.
We just talk about jams.
Oh, jelly. Sure. Jelly donuts are good.
They are, man.
I hate jelly donuts.
Do you really?
I don't like them.
I like those little jelly donut holes that they had at Dunkin' Donuts that night that we
went. Don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not ready for that.
That
jelly.
Night that we went to Dunkin' Donuts and didn't tell. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that.
Can we donut all that?
No, it's fine.
It's already been donuted. I talked about donuts.
I had a donut.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
Nope, not yet.
Not how it works, you know. And what you should know by now is
he's going to show you the picture.
You're not
going to
get out of here without saying that one more time. Look at it, Logan.
Nope.
Face it.
No, sir.
Face it.
Face it, Logan.
If you don't look at it, we can't leave.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Look at the teeth on
look
that.
At it.
Look at the teeth on it.
Look at it, Logan.
Look at it. Look
he
at
looked
it.
At it.
Look at it.
It's the size of the screen.
He zoomed in.
It's a 6+ right there, too. So.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think that's like a 2 or 3, maybe.
Hey, guys. Matt thought that was funny.
He squealed like a little girl.
All right.
If you do this, it just looks like a normal guy.
No. I don't even care. This was episode 198 of the Justice Geeks podcast.
We're so glad you skipped it.
We promise you we've got good stuff in store for next week, so you'll want to come hear us for episode 200. January 19th, 7:30 p.m., Graham's Corner Store. Not even going to charge you to get in the door.
Matt, look at Logan.
Hey, can I take that as the photo? I'm not surprised you got one of those on your face. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, news, reviews, and whatever the hell it is we've talked about this week and more. You can find it all, but not this photo, over at JusticeGeeks.com.
Send us money, we'll send you the photo.
That's how it works.
Okay, so the Gov has answered my Facebook messages about our what he needs to work on for the show.
No, I am not looking. I have no preview.
Can I take a guess at what he said?
No, you can't, because it'll just be more things he has to do.
Yeah, you're right. You got me.
Quit sending that picture, Matt.
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
I just got a text message
from you.
Gov's getting upset.
That's not me. Why is Gov upset? Because he's got to work tonight?
Yep.
We love you, Gov.
Oh, my God!
No.
No, I'm not letting that photo be. No. No, sir.
Come on!
No.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Logan, you know we have other incriminating photos of you.
I know. Where do you creeps?
No. The ones with the... You know. The memes.
The memes.
Yeah.
The memes. Are we done yet?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Can we just go home? I'm tired.
I gotta get up early in the morning.
I really have to pee, so I want to be done.
Well,
I'm just gonna go pee.
good night, everybody.
Should we just re-record it, the whole episode? Can we just scrap it and do another one?
I don't even know what we do it about.
We're done.
Oh, we're done.
This is up.